AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced a $12 billion farm aid package, a boost to farmers who have struggled to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs after the president raised tariffs on China. At a roundtable yesterday, Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins said the funds would move by the end of February.
Final thing I'll say is, well, we are holding $1 billion back, so today we are announcing $11 billion. We are holding $1 billion back just to ensure that we are covering. So today's announcement covers all of our row crops. All of our row crops, but some specialty crops and others that we are still working with to best understand where they are in the farm economy.
Present at the White House were also lawmakers from farm states and farmers like Court Holub, who thanked the president.
I think you brought Christmas to farmers with this bridge payment. We'll be able to farm another year. Help us get by.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an app maker's lawsuit against the government.
The maker of an iPhone app that flags sightings of immigration agents is suing the Trump administration for free speech violations. Apple removed IceBlock and other apps from its store in October after Attorney General Pam Bondi claimed they put Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers at risk. IceBlock app maker Joshua Aaron argues this violates the First Amendment. With more than 1 million users, IceBlock was the most widely used of the ICE tracking apps in Apple's App Store. Aaron countered his app works no differently from Apple's own Maps app that lets drivers know about nearby police speed traps. Google also followed Apple in taking down some ICE tracking apps, but IceBlock was never available on Google's Android phone platform. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. A Soyuz space capsule brought three crew members from the International Space Station back to Earth. The two Russians and one American landed in Kazakhstan. They were in orbit for 245 days. In sports, this year's finalists for the top award in college football have been made official. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Without further ado, the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy is
Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy given to the top player in college football. The Heisman Trophy Trust announced this year's four finalists Monday night. They are invited to New York for the award presentation Saturday night. Mendoza and Sayin lead teams ranked numbers 1 and 2 in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.